Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Yes, every day, pray and read your Bible on this Memorization Monday. Hi, listening friend. It's Monday, January 14th, 2019. You're in for a real treat because a few days ago I had the author of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart on the phone, Robert J. Morgan, and you'll hear that conversation in its entirety, including our opening prayer time together, in just a minute. But let me alert you, if you're going to take the Memorization Monday Challenge, stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. And you'll see a link with a simple to fill out WUFU form, which just asks for your name, address, email, and whether you need a book and a couple other things. And we'll send you some free resources, about 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart. 100 verses on a few pages of paper, along with a few links so that you can print out all 100 verses on little Bible cards that you can fit in your wallet, purse, or wherever. So stop by greatnewsradio.org and take the Monday Memorization Challenge. And in fact, we'll start our first memory verses that first Monday in February, February 4th. As the remaining Mondays, we're building the case, the argument, if you will, on why it's important to saturate your mind and heart with God's Word. And so on Mondays, you'll hear a portion of that song, Read Your Bible by the Sons of the San Joaquin. Maybe next week I'll play it in its entirety. So on future Mondays, we'll be focusing on the Word of God, why it's important to memorize it and know it and find points of application for your life. Well, as I mentioned, a few days ago I had a conversation with Robert J. Morgan, the author of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. And so let me tell you a little about him before he opens up our time in prayer. Robert J. Morgan is a Gold Medallion award-winning author whose books include Then Sings My Soul, The Red Sea Rules, and The Promise. He has also served as the pastor of the Donaldson Fellowship in Nashville, Tennessee for 3 decades. Morgan and his wife have 3 daughters and 10 grandchildren. Here's how our phone conversation began a few days ago.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us a book that is so wonderful. It's small enough to hold in our hands and large enough to study for a lifetime. And it's broken down into segments that we can install into our memories so that we can take it with us and meditate on it day and night. So help us to communicate in a way that is compelling to people. Send a lot of listeners who will want to begin to renew or to start this habit of scripture memory in their lives and also in their families. And we pray in Jesus' name.
And Father God, you know who will be tuned in, who will be listening, who may listen weeks later through the archive programs link, or whoever might be scanning the dial and tuned in. May what is said and shared be honoring to you, be helpful to them, maybe bring good conviction or hope or a word of knowledge or just information that will lighten their load or bless them in a variety of ways as only your word can do. So I just pray for Robert. He's making this time available, and just ask for you to use this program in the days ahead, and for those listeners that need to connect with you, touch them as only you can. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Robert, I am so glad to have you on the phone with me. Our radio listeners have known how excited I've been about your book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, by Robert J. Morgan. I had hoped and prayed you'd be available, so thanks for carving out time and for being available. And I know you've written many, many books, but I have to tell you a little story about this one because I think God placed it into my hands and wants our radio listeners and me and hopefully hundreds of people to be saturated with God's Word in the days ahead. But you've written many books, but this one, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, I think it was on my bookshelf or somebody gave it to me, but it may have sat for a few years. I don't know. I just know I picked it up one evening about a month ago, and I thought, oh, this is some interesting maybe bedtime reading. Let me see what Robert has to say about 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, because if he says everyone should know it by heart, then I should know him by heart. And I started reading, and I'm telling you, within 4 or 5 pages, because you have these short opening chapters, I was convinced that God would have me share these with our Great News Radio listeners. I thought, this book is phenomenal. I mean, how can you go wrong with memorizing God's Word? But you build a case, an argument, if you will. If we believe God's Word is inerrant, it's powerful, that He's written it like as a love letter, an instruction manual for all of us, shouldn't we be devoting time to knowing it, to be thinking about it, to be saturating our heart and mind with these thoughts? And everything you built in a really wonderful way was like, yes. Yes, yes. And I was like convinced I have to share this over the air with our listeners. So last week, we initially inaugurated or launched Memorization Mondays. And I have since built a WooFoo form that people can sign up to take the Memorization Monday Challenge. And I'm a little bit excited, so I'm going to introduce you formally in a minute here. But I was so excited to think through, let's spend the month of January building the case why we should saturate our hearts and minds with Bible verses, why we should memorize these verses, why we should know them and connect with them. And then maybe in February, that first Monday, we'll begin our reading of In the Beginning, God Created the Heavens and the Earth, where we'll memorize a verse each week together. So I'm hopefully committing this whole year and maybe into 2020 to a Bible verse a week and take that Memorization Monday practice. I love how you then, each verse has a few pages, points of application, how to memorize it, tips, techniques. And so you've laid this book out so well. In fact, we've already sold out of our first 30, and I've ordered more. But Robert, thanks for being available. Thanks on this short notice for fitting me in today and for our listeners. And maybe by way of giving us a little overview, share some of your testimonies, and then let's just dig into this book, why you wrote it, what you hope God accomplishes through it. So share a little of yourself with our Great News Radio listening family, and then I can't wait to explore some of the reasons why you felt compelled to write this book some years ago.
Well, I'm thrilled to be with you, Mark, and I'm very happy about the revival of interest that you have and that I think more and more people are having in scripture memory. I grew up in the mountains of East Tennessee in a little town called Elizabethton. And I grew up in the 1950s and early 60s when we still had Bible reading in schools, in the public schools. And every week we had a man who would come and encourage us in our Bible verse memorization. Mm-hmm. And through the week we would work on it in our home room, and then he would come once a week. And so the first Bible verses that I memorized were in the public schools. And I grew up in a wonderful family that loved the Lord and went to church regularly. And I came to the Lord as a child. But after elementary school, I got away from scripture memory. But then in college, I really rededicated myself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And at my campus, in my dormitory, there were some fellows there who had been discipled in the military by the Navigators. And boy, did they get a hold of me and persuade me to get back into scripture memory. And so I memorized a lot more verses during my college and young adult years. And then I sort of got away from it again until just a few years ago, when I just felt as a pastor that I needed to be leading my church in scripture memory, that we needed God's Word in our minds and hearts, not just on our phones or in the books that we open in front of us, but we need to, as it says in Colossians, let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. And so that was sort of my third great personal revival with scripture memory, and I've been at it ever since.
Well, the NAVs, I think I began with them at a church camp or a retreat maybe 30 or 40 years ago, and still have my original little packet and those verses you go through, the Romans verses, and had loved it. And where, I don't know, somehow I got away from memorizing Scripture, had a practice of just about every day reading it. Through this radio ministry, there was a practice for many years. I would read so many chapters when I'd go out to the radio tower. So usually in a two-year period, I'd go through the Bible at least once. So did that for many years, but wasn't working on Scripture memory till of late when I pulled this book out and just thought, And then you build such a great case of why we should have it on our hearts and minds that I just felt compelled. I got to share this. And so Marianne and my wife, Holly, were the first two. Marianne's our director of creative services. And she's like, oh, I used to attend various camps where we'd have this, I forget what they call it, Bible memorization and something else. There was a name. And she said, oh, Mark, if you want to do that on the air, I want to co-host some of those programs with you. And I'll take the memorization Monday challenge. And my wife Holly said, this is great. And I've been sharing with the listeners that my little nine-year-old has such a sharp memory that I need to start practicing these and memorizing ahead so she doesn't say, Daddy, I'm ready to move on to the next one. So I'm trying to get ahead. And like I shared last week, I think I have the first 10 down pretty good and working on the next set of 10 verses. But you build, I won't say an argument, just a great case for the importance of us having God's Word on our minds and hearts so it seeps deep into our souls. It's just not something that we memorize and then move on. It's something that we really contemplate and think about and find points of application. So talk us through maybe some of the methods or the means for us to really benefit from this book and from the very words of God.
Well, I think it's important to begin to realize how vital Scripture memory is to our mental and spiritual health. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 23 and verse 7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Our thoughts are the most important thing about us. Whatever it is that we are thinking is what we will be becoming. Mm-hmm. And this is why the Bible has so much to say about the mind. For example, in Romans chapter 12, we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And the best way that I know to do that is to memorize Scripture and then to meditate on it. And so I have my own practice every morning when I have my devotions, my quiet time. I spend, you know, every morning when I get up. My wife is disabled, and so I have to sort of get her up and going. But then I take her in her wheelchair to her desk, and I go to my desk, and that's where I have my Bible study and prayer time every day. But I've found that I can devote maybe 5 or 10 minutes to going over whatever passage I'm working on memorizing, and I write it down in my notebook. I've got a little notebook, loose-leaf notebook, with all of the passages and verses that I've memorized, and I'll add to it. Sometimes I'll go back and review. Right now, I'm working on rememorizing Psalm 46. I think that I could say Psalm 46 for you right now without stumbling. It's the psalm that begins, God is our refuge and help, a very present help in trouble. But I was finding that I was getting a little stuck on a verse or two, so I thought, I'm going to go back and rememorize that. So right now, in terms of techniques, every morning during my devotions, when I've had my prayer and Bible reading time, then I'll turn to my little Scripture memory book, and I'll just go over it. I'll repeat it out loud. I'll quote it into my phone, into the recorder on my phone, and listen back to see what I've missed. And then as I go through the day, I'll just keep thinking about it. And if I'm going down the street in the car, or I'm walking on the greenway, then I may try saying it out loud. And I just keep going over it until I get it down. Mark, we can memorize whatever age we are. You know, if you get a new telephone number or you move and you get a new address, pretty soon you'll know that. You'll not even realize you're memorizing it, but you'll say it enough or become acquainted with it enough. If you get a new grandchild, then pretty soon you're going to know that grandchild's name from memory. You'll not have to ask. Now, what's that youngster's name again? We have the ability to remember things. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times it just takes repetition. I don't spend hours on it. I spend 5 or 10 minutes every morning, and I attach it with my devotions. But in doing that, over time, you're able to deposit a great deal of riches into the vault of your mind, and nothing is more valuable to you than that.
Yeah, I think you begin by saying, can you remember or memorize one word? Well, then can you do two words? And, you know, start slow, that, like, make baby steps. And I think you also say about, you know, by saying it out loud, you're reinforcing it in your mind and heart. And by verbalizing it, you know, it's better than just thinking it in your head because, you know, you're hearing yourself saying it.
I'll write it out, and then I will read it out loud. And, you know, when you read it, then you're getting it three ways. Your eyes are seeing it. Your hand has already written it. Your mouth is speaking it, and the words fly through the room and come back into your ears, and you're hearing it. And so you do that a few times, and pretty soon it really doesn't take a lot of effort like a heavy workout with bench weights. It's just a matter of saying a phrase over and over again until you begin to get it naturally. It's a little bit, Mark, like if you move into a new city, you have to learn the route that you take to work every day. And for a few days, you may have to use your GPS, but pretty soon you find that those pathways become embedded in your memory almost unconsciously, and you can drive that without even thinking about it. And scripture memory is like that. You just keep going over a phrase or a verse or a passage, and pretty soon you begin to internalize it, and you find that you're getting it into your mind by heart, and then you can meditate on it.
In case you just tuned in, I have Robert J. Morgan, author of so many books, but the one that I'm fascinated and being totally blessed by right now is 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. We have available copies here at the Great News Radio Center. In fact, I've had to reorder more. We had our first 30 sell out last week, and we have more on the way. But if you stop by, you can pick up your copy here. But I also appreciate that you have made available free resources like the Bible Verses all printed out on cards. I think you have two different versions, and if you take the Memorization Monday Challenge, we have a little woofoo sign up, and then we have those links right where they can pick up the 100 verses where it's all printed out, all formatted, and it can fit right into your pocket or purse or wallet or one of those Navigator Scripture Memory packets. And then you also have a leader's study guide available, because I know there are some small groups that are taking the Memorization Monday Challenge, or they're meeting on a set night once a week to discuss this book and to go through it. So those resources and those links are available. And if you sign up at greatnewsradio.org, you'll get a little email, because there'll be a link in a WooFoo form. You just fill out your email and we'll send you updates. And we might even have a party or two or a gathering where we all come together and share some of the ways God is using 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, like a gathering some evening, maybe with a dinner. We're still working on some of that, but I can't stress enough how encouraged and blessed you'll be by reading this book, again, available here at the Great News Radio Center. But Robert, I'm fascinated by this concept of saturating our hearts and minds with God's Word. I've had a practice in the past and have gotten away from it, but it's God's holy inspired Word, and it's something that we all should be contemplating, thinking about, talking about. How have you seen it change your life or the life of your family or the life of others that have memorized Scripture over a period of time?
Well, there are two ways. Nothing has been more important to me than Scripture memory and biblical meditation. The Bible says in Isaiah 26, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." And the book of Hebrews says that we must fix our thoughts on Jesus. And our minds are the avenue through which all temptation comes to us, or it's the avenue through which God transforms us. And so to have our minds under the control of the Holy Spirit is very valuable. Romans chapter 8 says the mind that is fixed on carnal things is dead, but the mind that is controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. So when I memorize Scripture, it allows me to think about it, to meditate on it, and it seeps from my conscious into my subconscious and down even into my unconscious mind. And if I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm worried or distressed about something, then I begin quoting Scripture to myself, like John chapter 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." or if I'm anxious or I get bad news or I'm alarmed about something, then inevitably the Holy Spirit will bring a verse of Scripture to me. Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So when you have the Scripture in your mind, it enriches you. It allows you to grow spiritually. It really accelerates what we would call the sanctification process. So that's the first thing it does, that personal spiritual enrichment. The second thing it does is to give you a great wealth of material to share with others. And so very often when I'm visiting someone who is sick, or I'm talking to someone who is confused or depressed, or I'm trying to win someone to the Lord who doesn't know him, it's the Scripture verses that I've learned that come out of my mind. And I'm also a pastor and preacher. And nothing is more powerful in the pulpit than just to be able to quote God's word. Sometimes I'll stand up and just say, you know, Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. And I'll quote that psalm. Or many times in the middle of a sermon, a passage will come to me, which I've learned and I know by heart. And there's a tremendous power when you're on the phone, or you're talking to someone in a conversation, or you're counseling someone, or you're speaking in front of a group. What you have when you've memorized Scripture is a reservoir, so that what you say becomes the overflow. And, you know, what I say or think of is fallible, but God's Word is infallible, and that's where the power is. And so to be able to quote Scripture not only is enriching to oneself, but what a ministry it is to quote Scripture to others.
Yeah, and I like in the first few chapters when you talk about the Roman road, that some of our listeners will be very familiar, where you take people through those verses in Romans, you know, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and then you build on that.
Well, let me tell you about this book, Mark. This really came out of a one-year series of sermons that I did. I wanted our entire church to memorize all 100 Bible verses. And so I've developed this list of 100 verses. I really developed it by thinking, what verses do I want my children to memorize, to know for sure by the time they get older? Because children can memorize verses very, very quickly, and we've got to help our children memorize Bible verses. And so I took these 100 verses, and we divided them into 10 or 12 or 13 maybe different series of sermons that would take us through the year. For example, one series was the 23rd Psalm, which is six verses, and I took six Sundays. But for the most part, we would take two verses a week. So in the course of a one-year period, I preached through all 100 of these verses. And really, in this book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, the commentary that I have with every one of the verse is a distillation of the sermon that I prepared and preached when we dealt with that verse in the pulpit. So that's sort of how this book came about. And, you know, people may say, well, what about this verse or that verse you left out? Well, there are 31,000 verses in the Bible. So we can keep adding to this 100 list as long as we're able to. I think when I get to heaven, I'm going to have a project of memorizing the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
Sure. Oh, well, this is a fantastic book available here at the Great News Radio Center. You can certainly buy them online, but I appreciate that you've given us a discounted price so we can allow them to be affordable for our listeners, and the great resources, the links that are set up if they sign up at our website and take the Memorization Monday Challenge. They can sign up, and then we send them links so they can print these out. I, rather than printing them out, I wanted to handwrite them like you recommended. So I had the habit of writing it out myself, then speaking it out loud, and then thinking about it. Most every night I go through 10 or 20 before I go to sleep, just so my sleep is maybe a little sweeter and I'm thinking about Scripture before I close my eyes. But it's a fantastic book. I'm excited for our Great News Radio listeners to saturate their mind and heart with God's Word. And I hope we have to buy more and more more copies in the days ahead as more people catch the vision. And I mean, how can you not want to have God's word in your mind and heart? I mean, come on, listeners, take the Memorization Monday Challenge, get God's word into your heart and mind, be blessed by reading this book, and you give points of application for each of the verses and techniques and ways to memorize, and it's just so well put together. And I just hope that you have to do more reprinting of this book in the days ahead, and many of our listeners will have testimonies themselves on how God's word has really changed them or been used at points, whether it's through witnessing or sharing with their family members or just having that peace that comes over them because God's word is working through whatever issue maybe they're wrestling with.
I think that once you begin this habit and you get it routinized or you get it into a routine in your life, then you'll find that it's just invaluable. It's like any habit. It may not take a long time, but if you haven't been doing it, then you have to really make an intentional effort for the first several weeks to get it established. And some people may memorize in the bathtub or shower. Some people may memorize on their bicycle. Some people may walk when they memorize. Some people like me do it in the morning during their morning devotions. But everyone can find the time that works best for them or for their families, because again, to get God's word into the minds of our children while those minds are still so young and fertile and moldable is terribly important. And once we begin to get God's word into, as it says in Proverbs, written on the tablets of our heart, then it has a tremendously transforming and peaceful and powerful effect in our lives.
And all of God's children said, Amen. 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. Thank you for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. And you're going to have a groundswell of prayer heading your way as we get blessed by reading this book, sharing Memorization Mondays together. And then, you know, how can we go wrong? It's God's word, putting it into our hearts and minds. But even better than just God's word, it's we get to know God better as we get to know the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, that's right. As wonderful as the Bible is, there is something better, and that's the God who gave us the Bible. And so getting into His Word and into prayer is our way of having a conversation with Him that can just go on and on and on. As we grow older, it becomes better and deeper, and we grow in our faith. But I think that Scripture memory is a spiritual discipline that has almost been lost. But we can't afford that, and so let's revive it. It's time to hide God's word in our hearts that we might not sin against Him.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Morgan, for being available for today's edition, the Memorization Monday Challenge here on Great News Radio, and we just pray God continues to work through you. I know you author many, many other books, but this is the one, at least for now, we're going to feature throughout this year, and thank you for making these available at a discounted price for our Great News Radio listeners. Stop by greatnewsradio.org and you'll see the Memorization Monday Challenge link. Sign up and more resources and other things for you in the days ahead. Well, thank you, Pastor Morgan, for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much, Mark. Lord bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, listening friend, are you ready to take the Monday Memorization Challenge? Stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the link. Fill out the WooFu form, and we'll send you some updates. You can purchase the book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, and you can find out more about some fun events that we'll have in the days ahead here at the Great News Radio Center, dealing with this book, the memorization of Scripture, and some testimony time. All right, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our Memorization Monday. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.